14 months into his term, President Bush has announced his nominees for Surgeon General and Director of the National Institutes of Health, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Elias Zerhouni is the president's choice to head the National Institutes of Health. He's a radiologist and an administrator at Johns Hopkins University Medical School in Baltimore, where he helped create a stem cell research institute. Prospective Surgeon General Richard Carmona is a trauma surgeon at the University of Arizona and a bioterrorism expert. He's also served as an Army Green Beret, a police officer, and a nurse. At a White House ceremony, the president said he's satisfied he's found the right candidates.
They bring exceptional knowledge and skill to these critical jobs, and they are absolutely dedicated to improving the health and well-being of all Americans.
If confirmed by the Senate, the doctors will fill key voids. The absence of an NIH head was particularly painful last summer when the administration was grappling with whether to allow funding of research on stem cells from human embryos. And during the anthrax attacks last fall, the administration chose not to use Surgeon General David Satcher as its lead spokesman. Satcher, who was appointed by President Clinton, left when his term expired last month. But filling the jobs has proved painstaking. David Garrow of Emory University Law School thinks he knows why.
With all of these positions, the administration is walking a very fine line between political or ideological requirements on the one hand and scientific credentials and professional records on the other.
The problem for President Bush and for any Republican who counts on support from anti-abortion groups is finding scientists who won't be rejected by abortion foes but who will be confirmed by a Democrat-controlled Senate. Garrow jokes that what the administration really wanted was someone like David Souter with an M.D., a reference to the Supreme Court justice nominated by President Bush's father.
Someone who is professionally well-credentialed, appears stylistically to be moderate and acceptable to both sides of the political spectrum, yet someone who does not have a paper trail putting him or her on record in detail on contentious issues.
But Souter turned out to be more supportive of abortion than Republicans realized, which has made abortion opponents highly suspicious of all nominees. At least one anti-abortion group, the American Life League, says it's prepared to fight Zerhouni's nomination to head NIH. Ed Zimkoviak is a spokesman for the group.
This is a fellow here who has been advocating embryonic stem cell research. I mean, this is one of the things that we stand up against, is the killing of human beings at any stage of the development.
Zimkoviak says his group is already disappointed with some of the president's other choices. They've criticized Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson for backing embryonic stem cell research and Secretary of State Colin Powell for advocating condom use.
I hope that the president would get some people on his team that reflect his philosophy. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people on his team that don't.
Even if Zerhouni and Carmona are confirmed by the Senate, the administration's work filling sensitive health jobs is far from over. They've been unable so far to find someone acceptable to the Senate to head the Food and Drug Administration, and a job the president had filled, head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is about to be vacant again due to the resignation of Clinton holdover Jeffrey Copeland. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.